Greetings. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the spiritual segment. I'm your brother, Givenson, and I'm bringing this spiritual segment to you this evening. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in, because tonight we have a spirit-filled segment for you. The spiritual topic we are going into this evening is the renewing of your mind. According to Ephesians 4:23, we are able to spiritually renew our minds. And one would ask, what is the importance of renewing my mind? You will find that many positions that we are in life is because of our thought process. And when you read Proverbs 23 verse 7, it says, as a man thinketh, so he shall be. So if you want to change the trajectory of your life, your success levels, your environment, your relationships, you must first change and renew your thought process. Renew your mind. Renew your thinking. And one would ask, how can we do that? You can do that by just thinking positively, meditating on what is victorious. Many are stuck in a victim mindset. For you to be victorious, you must think victorious. You must think that you already possess victory and you will operate in victory. If you cannot think it, you cannot be it. So you must renew, change the way you think, and you will watch and see people around you react differently towards you. Your environment will change. Your relationships will prosper as you think differently. So if you want to be prosperous, you want to be successful, you must change your thought process. Meditate on what is optimistic. Think optimistically that you possess already all the things that you need, and you will begin to operate and walk in those things that you're meditating on and thinking. The mind is a powerful thing. Don't waste it on negativity. Think positive and start speaking things into existence. Because when you renew your mind, you will come to see that not only your thought process as it change, but your behavior will change. Your language will change. You will speak like one that is prosperous, one that is successful. And then you will begin to operate in that thought process, and you will shape who you are and what you want to become. You must walk and think and speak as a victor, not a victim. We know the world. We are bombarded every day with the victim mentality. Blame, shifting the fault on others. But now it's time that you focus on your thoughts and the way you speak and your path to success will be closer and more obtainable and reachable than you think. That's the word that I bought for you this evening. Your brother Givenson. Till next time, peace and blessings I leave with you.